If you are ever in Rome, some of you have been, and you're by the Colosseum looking towards St. John the Lateran, right in front of you there is a beautiful hill. On top of that hill is a monastery and a magnificent basilica. It is the basilica of the saints whose feast we celebrate today, Saints John and Paul, Santi Giovanni e Paolo. They were brothers, and they served under the emperor, the Christian emperor, Constantine, who converted in 313. But when he died, like many things happened, things did not stay the same. And in fact, his nephew, Julian, became emperor, and he went back to being a pagan. He is thus known as Julian the Apostate. Apostasy is a sin of turning one's back on Christ and returning to the gods or to the demons or whoever it is. Well, that is what he did. And it is very, very common that when a Catholic abandons the faith, abandons the church, they become horrible enemies of the faith and of the church. And so Julian began to persecute all the Christians in Rome and throughout the empire. And among them were these two brothers, John and Paul, who served Constantine. But when it was time for Julian to make the declaration that every person who served him had to renege Christ, they refused. So they were tortured, and then they were taken to their own house, which is where the Basilica of Saints John and Paul is. And there, of course, there are, like everything in Rome, several stories. And the bottom story was their house, beautifully decorated even to this day. And so they were taken to the baths of the house, the steam baths, which of course were very horribly hot. And that wasn't enough. When they still refused to give up their faith in Christ, they were beheaded one after the other. And it's interesting that the man who beheaded them later on received a miracle from them, and he was converted and his family. So today we celebrate the feast of Saints John and Paul, young men who were servants of the empire, but who were more and more importantly servants of Christ. So always remember that we may be obedient to a king or a president or a governor or whatever and do what is good for the state, but we are first of all servants of Christ. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And of course, they died in the year 362, right in the midst of that fourth century, which was so blessed and so accursed.